Our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. Jambalaya's reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Glenn Spencer from the American Patrol, or American Border Patrol. And Glenn is down there on the border in Arizona, and he's regularly flying the border in his own plane at his own expense, trying to keep us abreast of the fact that they really are not trying to stop immigration. Now, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, there is an agenda. The Ford Foundation and the other internationalist groups that tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. The Ford Foundation is actually funding organizations for illegal immigrants into America. LULAC, Maldave, LULAC, La Raza, Maldave. Why would they be doing that? Why, it's all part of a much larger agenda. They believe in world government. They want to destroy the sovereignty of our nation. They want to basically create a multicultural, multilingual society so they can play one group against the other. And they want to raise the living standards of the average American to that of the Mexican peasant. And people look at you and say, nobody in their right mind would want to do that. And that's absolutely right. But we're not dealing with people with their right mind. We're dealing with people who are fabulously wealthy, who have a different worldview. Because I believe, certainly we know that Henry Ford worshipped a different God, and many of these people do as well. And they're working to bring about a one-world government and to destroy the sovereignty of our nation. They're subversive. They're using tax-exempt money to destroy this nation. And where's the outcry? Why, the media is never going to tell you what I just told you and or what Glenn Spencer is going to tell you about what's really going on down along the border. Good morning, Glenn. Thanks for being with us early this morning.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's my pleasure.
Well, tell us what's happening now. Certainly, Diane Feinstein, Senator Feinstein, says that the fence has been completed, and people who say the fence hasn't been completed are simply lying to us.
Dr. Stan, last Friday I went to a meeting here in Douglas, Arizona, which is right on the border near the New Mexico border, Mexico state line, that was held by Representative Gabriel Giffords, a Democrat of Arizona, and in attendance was Benny Thompson, who was the chairman of the House of Representatives Committee on the Homeland Security, so he's a big cheese. And I spoke there. I listened to ranchers complain to the government, but I'm doing a feature on AmericanPatrol.com that I just sent to my webmaster. And basically, this was just part of this hearing. Peggy Davis, who was of the Davis Ranch in Cochise County, said that the government strategy is to secure the border near cities, which leaves the bad guys going around the cities and into the rural areas. And at one point, she complained about a specific segment of the border. And she said, last Sunday, my husband and I went over Montezuma Pass and hit the border road and went all the way to Lockheel, 16 to 20 miles, and not one Border Patrol agent was on that road, not one. And when I spoke to Commissioner Burson, he's the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, yesterday on the phone about that, he basically told me that I don't mean to call you a liar, but that's not what I'm told. So the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection told this woman, a rancher, that when she drove along the border for 20 miles and didn't see a Border Patrol vehicle, she was dead wrong. Now, it just so happens that I recently produced a video documentary of that very section of the border. And I call it Open Border Arizona. And what I did, Dr. Stan, you know, you mentioned that I fly the border. I do that a lot. And I have a special new little airplane that allows me to fly very low, very slow, right along the border with a high-definition camera. And I did that on the segment that Peggy was talking about. And I recorded every inch of 30 miles of that segment of the border. And I made a video of it called Open Border Arizona. And you can sit there and watch for yourself as mile after mile after mile of open border, no fence, and south of what? South of Fort Huachuca, just south of Fort Huachuca. What is Fort Huachuca? It's the headquarters of Army intelligence, and it has been threatened by Al-Qaeda, okay? This is where they train people and send them to Iraq and Afghanistan for interrogations. So what does our government do to protect the soldiers there? Nothing. So 30 miles unfold. You can watch it yourself. Go on AmericanPatrol.com in about 15 minutes. And you can sit and watch 30 miles of border unfold as another story goes on at the same time. No evidence, any border patrol. So here is a rancher who stands up at a public meeting and says, I drove that road. I didn't see any border patrol. And the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, appointed by President Obama, calls her a liar.
Well, she should have just said, have you driven that road? When did you last
drive the road? I have flown the road. I have been over it many times. There's no border
patrol. I know. I'm saying that she should have said to him. I mean, how dare you say that when you haven't been there?
Well, she didn't say that. But
she should have.
She told these people that the commissioner and other people, because they were on a conference call,
right?
Said yes, he called you a liar. So here, the people, the citizens, come before their government and complain about lack of border security, and they are called liars.
Sure. Well, but basically the thing is, the people in the government know what it's all about. They just don't want the public to know that they're intentionally not enforcing the border laws because they want to destroy this nation.
That's correct.
They really do. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the common people to know.
That is correct. We have been talking about this for over 10 years. And you have been absolutely spot on, hit the target dead center every time.
Well, Glenn, how much of the fence has been completed? Because this is what we're told, you know, the fence has been built. Well, they did have a little problem with the virtual fence. They spent $600 million to $1 billion, and aw shucks, it didn't work because we're so incompetent. I mean, Boeing, which can, you know, build these rockets to take men to the moon and put the satellites, but they just can't come up with anything that'll work. How could they be so incompetent? We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? It's a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices. You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Unemployment's up. Income is down. Corporate and political corruption is out of control. July 24th in Denver, Colorado, join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis.
People gone mad in this country. You don't have that money. We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
Faith and Liberty Conference also features incredible presentations from the banking whistleblowers and industry experts aimed at uncovering the root of all evil in America today. For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Glenn Spencer from American Border Patrol, or American Patrol. And Glenn's down there on the border, certainly, and flying this on a regular basis. Now, Glenn, basically, how much of the border has been, the fence that was authorized back in 2006, two tiers, not just one, but two tiers, and I think, what was it, about 15 feet high?
Well, they have 18-foot high fencing.
18-foot
high, it varies,
okay.
But yes, the 2006 Secure Fence Act authorized 700 miles of double-layered fence, similar to what we have in San Diego. They have built 230 miles of single-layer fence, of fence, 230 miles. Of that, 35 miles is double-layered. Much of the 230 miles is useless. It was designed to climb. It's short. Some of it you can cut through almost with a butter knife. So they went out. They've just like everything else the government does on the border, the fencing they constructed, with the exception of a little bit that they built in the last few months of the Bush administration, most of it is useless.
In other words, it's all showbiz. It's sort of like, you know, like what we're doing over in Afghanistan. We're not trying to accomplish anything, but boy, we're sure putting up a good fight.
That is correct. It is, everything on the border is a sham. It is designed to fail. They lie about it through their teeth, just like Alan Burstyn did to this woman. We are making some headway. We are beginning to pierce the electronic veil around the media. They refuse to talk to us. They refuse to even mention us. I was able to get a little bit on Fox News last week, but basically it's all the European. I even took a video crew from Mexico City up flying along the border last week, which is okay with me because I want to tell them the truth.
Well, what about the, you know, we hear so much about the drug wars along the border and about the violence along the border and about all the Mexicans being killed across on the border and, you know, the kidnappings. Is that coming over into our country? And we've heard even
there's no question about it. But for a reason, a lot of that I discovered that no one will repeat. We, by the way, to give you our bona fides, on June 20th, the Arizona Republic, the biggest newspaper in Arizona, printed a detailed map showing where what kind of fence is. And I worked with their art department. And if you look at the bottom of that map, it says the source for map and fence data was American Border Patrol, a nonprofit organization. So when they wanted to really produce a map, they had to go to the only source that had the detailed information of where the fence is. That was us. Of course, they never mentioned us in their story. They have never mentioned us in 8 years. But they did use our data. Now, I won't tell you how they pulled a ruse to get that done. But what? Not only have we flown the border, do we have the data? We know we have a log when the fence went in and where. And what I discovered is this. The Mexican drug war was precipitated by our construction of fence and vehicle barriers along the border. Because where they started, where the National Guard started in 2006, late 2005, out in the Goldwater bombing range, was a major smuggling corridor which they plugged. And also between Yuma and Calexico, across those sand dunes. They used to use dune buggies to come up to Interstate 8. Tons of stuff. They plugged it. That started the Mexican drug war. Now, they are getting desperate down there. They're killing each other. It's also getting serious north of the border because each and every drug load is that much more important. We just disrupted a $20 to $30 billion business. And these people, there's accounts payable and accounts receivable, and they don't use electronic transfers. They have to smuggle money, and they have to smuggle dope. And they're having a tough time doing that. So you have people who owe each other. Some guy owes another guy $500,000. And he can't pay it off because he can't get his load through his normal corridor. So they're fighting over these corridors. Now, if they do get a load across and they happen to run into some American, some gringo, or some cop that's going to interfere with them, they'll kill them. And that's going to get worse.
Now, we have heard stories that there are a couple of counties there in Arizona where there is just so much violence there that the police have actually asked for a National Guard or troops to come in, and they've just told people, we can't maintain law and order because we're outgunned. Is that really true?
Oh, absolutely. There are large sections of the border between Nogales and a little place called Cells. It's probably 150 miles. Which is no man's land. Now, the Border Patrol Union told Peggy, the gal I was talking about, that the reason the Border Patrol doesn't go down and patrol the border, because it's not safe. They're afraid to.
Well, that's a pretty sad commentary when a country can't even defend its own borders. Or maybe it doesn't want to because, I mean, if they sent troops down there, that would armed troops. But last time we sent the troops down, why, they weren't given any guns.
That's no ammunition.
Right.
They had their weapons. They just didn't have any ammunition.
Okay. Well, that's just about as effective.
Right.
What good's a gun with no ammunition?
Right.
Well, anyway,
and everybody knew it.
What are the people down there? I mean, aren't the people up in arms about what's going on? Is that,
I sat there last Friday with all the ranchers and all the people. You know, in fact, they called me. I mean, I won't tell you exactly who contacted me, but most of the key ranchers in the last few days after I was there at that meeting. I don't want to share personal communications, but. They've said we've got to get together and work together, and I'm going to do that. We're going to they've tried to keep us apart. I won't go into details, but that representative Giffords did everything she could to keep me away from that meeting.
Well, I'll tell you what, Glenn. What we need to do is get these ranchers to understand this is part of a much bigger plan to destroy America, and the subversive elements within the. Certainly within the Ford Foundation, the other tax-exempt foundations that really want to destroy our sovereignty of our nation, and this is simply part of their program.
Yeah, but see, they haven't had the time to look into that. These are working ranchers who are trying to scrape a living off of the land, and they're working, they're getting an
That's
education
why you,
now,
if
though.
If you're going to meet with these people, you know this story as well as I do, probably better than I do. But the important thing is that if you can reach those people and get them to understand, what we need to do is reach as many people as we can in the time that's allotted to us. And I'm just hoping that you'll be able to work with these people. Certainly the last thing that the establishment wants is for the people to get together and get organized and take a stand against them, because there's only a few of them, And we are hundreds of millions. It's just that they control the media, and as a result, they control the majority of what the American people think. I'm glad to hear the ranchers are up in arms, though, because they're good people, hardworking, freedom-loving Americans.
That is correct. And they work the land, and they are, you know, here Rob Krentz was murdered. He was in the Arizona Cattlemen's Hall of Fame, okay? I mean, he was church-going, family man. Everybody loved him. He had a wonderful family and grandchildren. I mean, he was the salt of the earth, and he's dead. He was killed, murdered right on his own ranch in cold blood. Incredible. And it's going to get worse because our government, now that same section of border where Rob Krentz was murdered, I recently flew over that. And guess what? No border patrol for 30 miles. And I recorded it. I documented it. Nothing. And they claim that they have people down. They don't. They're afraid to, or they don't want to.
Is this the area where they're really afraid to go, because, or is that a different area?
Well, I will tell you this. If they wanted to, they would do it. But they don't want to.
Sure.
They're using every excuse in the book to keep that border open.
And
every lie, every twisted logic. Now, I think it's going to catch up with them. I think the American people are beginning to wake up after they saw what Barack Obama is trying to do to Arizona for trying to protect itself against a wholesale invasion by another country. And our president is fighting our own country, our own people who are trying to defend themselves.
Well, I think our president has a different loyalty. He certainly wants to destroy this nation. He's a disciple of Reverend Wright, Jeremy Wright, and of course, Wright hated America. He was his minister for 20 years. Barack Obama sat there as this minister, kept saying, GD America, GD America. He wanted to destroy America, and his disciple is there doing it. But he couldn't do that if the powerful people who put him in office, who surround him, didn't want to do exactly the same
thing. Well, you know,
so,
you open your show with the preamble of the Constitution. And here we are. We have, in order to form a more perfect union, look at the bonds of our union are being torn. We have city against city, state against state, fighting over the illegal immigration issue.
Sure.
Our justice system is falling apart. There is no domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense. We're being invaded on a wholesale basis. Promote the general welfare, we're importing poverty.
True,
this is
and
incredible.
Driving the wages down in this country, and that's what it's all about. And they keep talking about, oh, we need the farm workers. Sure, we need the farm workers. And we had a Becerra program. It worked very well. The people came in and worked in the fields and went home. They don't want a solution. They want the problem to justify keeping the border open to destroy our sovereignty. Well, Sidney Glenn, Sidney, what's the attitude there? We understand that, you know, south of Phoenix, between Phoenix and the border, it's a pretty lawless area. Is any of the violence beginning to spread over into Phoenix?
Just a second. I've got all these German shepherds, and somebody just came to the front door, but it's been taken care of. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's
what is the attitude of the people down here?
Well, yeah, first of all, the attitude of the people, and then what's happening. We understand, you know, that certainly the border pretty much between Phoenix and the area between Phoenix and the border is getting increasingly lawless. Let's just wonder if any of the violence was beginning to spread over into Phoenix.
Yes, it's spread over into Phoenix. I'm sorry, I just lost a little bit of that. Of course, Phoenix is the kidnapped capital of the United States and only second to Mexico City. It is lawless in that community, because what you have now, the fence caused the drug war and all this stuff. If we finish that fence, you would cut off these cartels and save Mexico. Let me just say this. But let me try to respond. I'm sorry I was interrupted because I have seven German Shepherds and they all went crazy.
Oh, right. I'm glad you've got them there. You need all the protection.
I certainly do.
Right. Go right ahead. We were just talking about Phoenix, the lawlessness in Phoenix, and Sydney, and then, of course, are the people solidly behind the governor there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Even a significant percentage of Hispanics in Arizona are behind the governor. And a growing number of people across the nation are behind the governor. Let me tell you this. I've been at this for 8 years, and we've had a fairly loyal following of people who are supporting American Border Patrol. But the financial support for our organization in the last 4 months has doubled.
Oh, I'm so glad, because I know you put your heart and soul and your fortune and everything you had into this. And as with all of us on the front lines of this battle, you need the financial support. We'll be right back. If you'd like to talk to Glenn, our number 877-254-7524.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest, of course, is Glenn Spencer from the American Patrol or the American Border Patrol. If you have a question, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Glenn, would you like to get your webpage out? Tell people
sure.
what they'll find when they get there.
The American Border Patrol website, which is our nonprofit, and we've been down here on the border for 8 years, is AmericanBorderPatrol.com. Now, I have my own personal blog that I pay for myself, and that's AmericanPatrol.com. So there are two of them. They're separate. Now, if you want to see what's really on the border, you can go to AmericanBorderPatrol.com, go over to the left, click on a map, and it'll open up. You'll see each of the Border Patrol sectors. You can click on a sector. That will open up, and you'll see exactly where each type of fence is. It's color-coded. Then along the fence, you'll see little numbers, and you can click on those numbers, and up pops an aerial photograph. 99% of them are aerial, that we take regularly along the border. And once again, we are the authority. A reporter told me once that an official in Customs and Border Protection said we put out the best information on the border fence, and that includes the government.
All right, fine. Now, we understood that a lot of the fence was a railing about, I think, what is maybe a railway railing or something that's 3 feet high. How much of the fence is that rail?
Well, there's about 318 miles of railroad, of railing, okay? Now, not all of that is railroad rail. Oh, I would say over half of it is railroad rail. Rather, no, over 25%. I'm just trying to look up the numbers right now. But much of it is what we call a bollard fence, with just, you know, the kind of security fence you'll see around a federal building. We have these posts sticking up, little concrete posts that you can walk right past, but you can't drive through. You know, that is what they put up on the fence, on the border. They'll have usually, they're staggered, they're about every 8 feet, and then they have one about 6 feet high, and then every 4 feet, they'll have one about 4 feet high. Now what happens is that the smugglers, and this is a $1 billion business, have figured out that they have little portable ramps they put up, and they can actually drive right over these barriers. It makes it more difficult. They have to get these ramps, and they have to work it. But what really happened, though, is there was a major smuggling corridor. I used to fly, before they put the fence up, I'd fly along the border, and I had special permission and clearance. I'd actually fly in Mexico, looking north, because of certain air restrictions on the border and on the U.S. side. And I used to fly along, let's say, the Goldwater bombing range. And there was no fence. There wasn't even a no trespassing sign or a warning that this is a bombing range. So we used to fly along there, and we would see thousands of tire tracks coming off a Mexican highway, which paralleled the border, right up toward Interstate 8. Thousands of them, and this is all documented. I took high-definition video every time and high-resolution photographs. And we show this. And then they put the fence in that stopped it. Now, it's not stopping people, but they really need it to put... They have to get tons and tons of this stuff across, and they need to put it in vehicles, because carrying it on your back, that takes a lot of people. And that looks, you know, that's a pretty big target. So when we put that fencing up in certain areas, that's what triggered the Mexican drug war. There's no question in my mind. I have studied this and followed it for a year and a half. And this is the big untold story. Because if we finish the fence, that would cut them off entirely. And you would, you know, they might have a final flurry of drug war, but eventually they're going to burn out because there's nothing that there would be nothing to fight over.
And so basically, it is warring gangs. You put the fence up in one area, the gang can't get through, so they go to the adjacent area. There's another gang there. They don't like somebody coming into their area to get across the border, and so that's where the war is
that's
coming from.
That's absolutely what happened. And I gave a presentation back at the National Press Club a year and a half ago. I went into the details of this. I have much more information than just... See, there's a the correlation lines between as the fence went in, okay, you can see a graph. If when the fence went in, the miles went up, 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 up. There's almost a perfect correlation for every mile of fence that went in. Let's see, they had 100 and 1,000. 10 people were murdered in Mexico for every mile of fence and barrier that went in. And it is so stunning, the correlation. Then you also see for every mile of fence that went in, the price of cocaine went up a certain percentage. You can see it. For every mile of fence went in, maybe 4,000 plants, marijuana plants, were eradicated north of the border. They eradicated because they were planting more marijuana plants in our parkland, because there was no question that this fence really disrupted their operation. Now, I gave this presentation a year and a half ago in Washington, D.C., and no press came, but there was an audience there, and two black ladies there from Baltimore. And after I finished my presentation, one of them raised her hand, and she said, "Excuse me." She said, "Are you telling me that all of these years that all of those drugs are coming into my community and killing my people and destroying my people, all they had to do to stop it was build a fence?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Oh, they ain't going to be happy about that."
Well, I think that people have to understand that they don't want to stop the drug trade. They don't want to stop illegal immigration. What they do want to do is destroy our people with drugs and destroy the sovereignty of our nation and drive down the wages here in this country with cheap labor. And, of course, the government refuses to enforce our immigration laws. And here Arizona's simply brought their law into alignment with federal law. And suddenly Obama is furious. Why? He's going to sue the state. We'll be back in just a moment here with Glenn Spencer. If you'd like to give us a call, our number 877-254-7524. Every American should be incensed by the fact that the people who control America hate this country and want to destroy our sovereignty. And when you understand that, you can understand why they're shipping our factories overseas, why they're outsourcing our jobs, why they're bringing people in with H1N1 visas so they can compete with our employees and drive the prices down, why they're not certainly enforcing the immigration laws, and why they're going after Arizona that's trying to do the right thing. Glenn, is there a lot of support? You mentioned earlier there's a lot of support for the governor. Maybe you could give us the figures how her ratings are, and if you have a question,
I can't hear them.
772-54-7524.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former U.N. Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
We're going to go in a minute.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. I guess this morning, Glenn Spencer from the American Border Patrol. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question for Glenn, because he probably knows more about what's going on the border than anybody else. Being down there for one reason, and that is to keep the American people aware of what's going on, and certainly it's encouraging to hear that he's had such a dramatic increase in support over the last 4 months. So is there anything organized at all in Phoenix at all? You know, certainly the sheriff there seems to be trying to do a good job, although apparently he's under attack by the federal government because he's trying to enforce the laws and trying to keep his community safe.
I didn't quite understand the question.
Well, basically, as far as Phoenix is concerned, are the people there up in arms? Certainly, if this is becoming a kidnapped capital of the world, and I suspect there's an increasing level of crime in Phoenix, are the people, going to do anything? Or are they just kept lulled asleep
absolutely.
By the newspaper?
I think you're going to see a tremendous change in the Congress this November. They get organized. We have Tea Party groups. I had people down for the 4th of July. We had a group down here on the border. Now, 2 years ago, we started a little program of putting American flags on the border, and we asked supporters to send us these little American flags that we mailed to them with a little tag for a note to our government. Now, 2 years ago on the 4th of July, we put up 1,500 flags on this barbed wire fence that's on the border. That then led, because of other things we did, they then finally built a real fence right here next to my ranch. I'm only a half mile. I'm looking into Mexico right now. And my ranch borders on Mexico. So last year, we put up 3,000 flags with notes on them on the new fence. We said, now finish the job, because you didn't finish it. This year, Dr. Stan, you know how many flags with America, notes from Americans we put up? 16,000. 16, you should see it. The darn fence is covered with the new fence is covered with American flags. Yes, they're getting active. I've got groups coming down, getting tours of the border and getting briefed. Gosh, like mad. They're coming down from Phoenix and Tucson, all around. Yes, they're getting organized. Now, when the idea, however, of going out and trying to present resistance personally, this area is so huge, and it is so hot. The older people who are involved that are not working, that are semi-retired or retired, the other people, a lot of people have to work, it is almost impossible. Now, we do have some Americans who are out there, even in this heat, putting up resistance and gathering information, and I won't go into detail, but they're reporting on what's going on, and that is growing. Unfortunately, we have some radical right-wing groups that are starting to pop up along the border, and they're not exactly honorable people, so I'm concerned about that. But yes, every day we see more and more evidence of growing resistance, and I'm going to be working all day with people who want to get organized.
Well, I think that's wonderful. Of course, what about the Minutemen? Are they doing anything down there at all?
Well, you see, the Minutemen leadership that we had down here was well-intended, but not well-trained. They were not They were good people, but not skilled in management, in leadership of an organizational nature. A lot of them knew there was a problem, but they didn't know what really to go after. So, but that's changing. We're getting a better, a higher caliber. Those are good people, but we're getting a little more sophisticated leadership in now that are focusing on the real issues and exposing the government. Now, here we have a rancher coming to a public meeting saying that she drove the border and didn't see anything, and the commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, this is as high as you go, calls her a liar. But we were prepared with actual video documentation to prove the woman was right. That's the kind of strength that we need, that kind of sophistication, where you can just absolutely nail them instantaneously. And we're doing this more and more with high technology.
And, of course, what we need is the ability to get this information out to the public. We do have a caller. Who's calling?
Dan, this is Susie from Northern Colorado.
Well,
I have just a couple comments, and then I'll listen.
Okay.
You know, the Messiah out there and his economic stimulus plan, he could employ more Border Patrol and not the military. There's some jobs. They're trashing Arizona as they come over the border. So they're not only they're breaking two laws right away. They're coming into our country illegally, and they're littering. I got some emails last week. I was absolutely appalled what the status is on Arizona where they come through. It's nothing but a dump. I don't know what we're going to have to do to Obama. I mean, what's the deal? How come we can't prove that he wasn't born in the United States of America and get on with life?
Obama.
I mean, we can do everything. We can send a man to the moon, but we cannot get his birth certificate? Come on.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Appreciate your remarks. But remember, Obama is simply a front for other very powerful people. We focus on Obama. We ignore the people who control him. What are your comments on our...
Well, I think that what people can do is support Arizona, okay, and get laws similar to the Arizona law passed in your state, okay? And also, if you go on AmericanPatrol.com, you can get a really neat cap, and I've got one on right now, and it's embroidered, and it says, I support Arizona. And... you can get one of those. They're really nice. People who see them say, I got to have one of those. So you can
do
that.
Well, I think what you're doing is great. I think what Arizona is doing is great. I'm proud of the people down there in Arizona. I hope they're going to get rid of John McCain and Sidney. We get somebody in there who is a patriot rather than a gentleman who...
I could tell you quite a bit about John McCain. I had a debate eyeball to eyeball with him on March 31st, but we'll go into that another time.
Well, maybe we'll be talking to you either, I guess, tonight or tomorrow night.
Tonight.
Well, maybe we can talk a little bit about that. Anyway, our guest has been Glenn Spencer. God bless you, Glenn. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here. This is Dr. Stan. We do have an excellent DVD on the subject. Actually, it was put out by Glenn Spencer, and it's going into the background of how the Ford Foundation is financing the illegal immigration movement. Why are we allowing them to use tax-exempt money to destroy our nation and to fund these organizations for illegal immigration? Because this is a long-term project. That's why they have blocked efforts to have Sunni English as the official language of our country. Why? Because they hate America. And when you understand that, this is a subversive movement financed by some of the most wealthy people and foundations in this country. How do you understand it? Henry Ford was deeply involved in the occult, and that's what nobody else is going to tell you. And this whole movement to destroy America is an occult movement. Of course, it's being played out on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. But behind that are subversive occult organizations. They're not imaginary. They are real, and you need to help us get the information out. You need to get Glenn Spencer's video on immigration. You can just request it that way, and then, of course, get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand what is really going on. They intend to destroy this nation. They have their people in key positions. A little group, a subversive group called the Trilateral Commission, certainly since between 1977 and 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from that organization, as did six of the eight World Bank presidents, including the current one, eight of the 10 World Trade Representatives, because this is all about trade and materialism and sending our factories overseas. Seven of the 12 Secretaries of State, nine of the 12 Secretaries of Defense, and certainly at the present time, 12 members, and there's only 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, but 12 of them are in key positions in the Obama administration and meet with him every day and tell him what to do, including General James Jones, a retired Marine Corps general, who, in my opinion, disgraces his uniform. He's the head of the National Security Council and meets regularly with our president to tell him exactly what to do. And according to General James Jones, he gets his orders on a daily basis from Henry Kissinger. And Henry Kissinger, the Republican, giving orders to the Democrat president, because it's all a fraud. To really understand it, you need to read Professor Carol Quigley's book. He was the liberal college professor who discovered the secret society that created the Council on Foreign Relations and then, of course, now controls the Trilateral Commission. The book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, 1,342 pages, suppressed for many years, available from Radio Liberty, along with my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Glenn Spencer's DVD on immigration. Call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget our October 17th all-day meeting here in the Monterey Bay area. We're going to be serving lunch. We usually have a contingent from Colorado. Hope you can make it again this year. Give us a call for reservations and for information on the hotel. 1-800-544-8927. And then, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty maintain our network of radio stations across the country, we're on almost 60 outlets every week. People are hearing the truth, and this is the thing. We must reach the American people. We have three stations there in Arizona on every Saturday where we bring the truth to the people. So please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor.